Tony Hollow joins us from Big Brothers Big Sisters, also here on behalf of the museum. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Greg.
What's going on?
Everything's great. I appreciate that news update and certainly your reminder about the heat situation. You know, when we're talking Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we're talking about all of our youngsters, and it looks like it's going to be a hot summer, and you just have to be careful in so many ways.
Absolutely.
Many of them can't look out for themselves, you know, and put them in a car and you go into the bank or something like that, quick stops, and think you can they can weather it. They sometimes can't. It just gets too warm. So it's a great time to, and I know it's common sense, but it's a great reminder for everybody. So thanks for that. Everything's great here. Thank you for having me on this morning. I appreciate that greatly. I'm going to start with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. I know you got your golf tournament coming up, but I think it's full, isn't it?
It's full. We've been on a couple of times already. You know, had the opportunity to talk to you about it earlier, so that certainly helped. Thank you for that. But we're at 36 teams.
Wow.
And 140 four golfers, and you know, it's just the accommodations that we're able to get at Hanker Hills is tremendous, and we're very excited for our Friday outing. It's already Friday, and I can't lie to tell you that my wife's already quite annoyed with me how many times I'm looking at the weather app, but it's looking like it's going to be a great morning.
You can't do
like the old days.
I don't think you can do anything about it.
I can't, but you like to know, you know, maybe what plan B is going to be.
Right.
Know? Just like those snow days, Greg, just like those old snow days.
Friday looks pretty good.
It does, right. It does so far. Let's keep it that way. So, yeah, we're teeing off shotgun 9 a.m. and two event sponsors, JV Butterfields and OmniSource are sponsoring the event. So that's just great. And a number of other businesses, corporates around the county, as they always do, find a way to help the nonprofits like Big Brothers and Big Sisters out to keep us whole, keep us running, and, you know, keep us supporting our mission of mentoring kids one-to-one across Jackson. So we're looking for a great day.
You've been around a long time. It's pretty amazing the support, really, all the nonprofits get from the business community here.
It never ceases to amaze me with that, you know, and there's not a ton of businesses, you know. I mean, we're a smaller community, Greg, but doggone it, that they always step up, and we're finding two or three additional ones each year, you know, that are coming on board and finding a way, and it's something else. And I know you host a number of businesses, and the advertising that you get from businesses, I'm sure you feel the same way at your end. Like they've kept us around, people like us, educators and newscasters and sportscasters, with their sponsorship. But in our town, I think we're spoiled, and we're blessed by the people that surround us from the business end.
Yeah, they really step up, no doubt about that.
So, and with that, I'll leave the golf outing part by just saying, you know, there's two ways. There's actually three ways and two ways to do it. We have, you know, some unending sponsorships. The golfing, of course, the golfers are done, but you can still sponsor a hole. And there's some smaller sponsorships. that you can see online, or you can call us at 784-7181, and or certainly bbbsjackson.org on our website. You can navigate your way through the donation page and let us know what sponsorship you want, anything from 175 to a whole sponsor, and a greenie sponsor for 100, and then we even have a $25 sponsor that's kind of like our, you know, we weren't able to have bowling, so we have a COVID relief aid sponsorship for $25.
You don't have a sand trap sponsor?
No. it's funny. I mean, we're not doing the same things as we always do at the outing.
Sure.
Because it's just, you don't want to push it. You know, I don't want Anchor to be saying, look, you know, we do have some restrictions and they're being careful about that. But it's pretty close. We're still doing a car, you know, a lease for a car from Art Main. That's really exciting. But some of the, you know, some of the stuff that happens at each hole and the face-to-face auction stuff, where, you know, stuff that really people don't come to golf for anyways, but
right,
some of that side stuff we're knocking out until we get back full swing, because we want to be careful and cautious. But still a great meal, a brisket and a barbecue chicken. You know, Hinkard Hills food is just phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
Lunch at the turn, coffee to start off, gift bags in the carts to start for the 9 o'clock start. So I really do get excited. It's my favorite event, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
Well, that'll be a fun day this Friday out at Hankard. So you still have an opportunity to help out if possible. What else is coming up, Tony?
As far as Big Brothers, you know, we've got our summer events coming through, Greg, and we're prepping for those. Our summer picnic, the annual summer outing that we have at Cascades. It's right before school. Frosty Boy sponsor Danny Aminani. The Frosty Boy Summer Picnic is coming up in August, and that's where we amp up all of our littles, and our littles in waiting too. I think I've been able to mention that before, but you know, we have a waiting list, and those kids are ours once they sign up. And if that's a source of information or encouragement to parents or guardians, you know, that's fine. But once someone is signed up and apply to in search of a big brother or a big sister, they are now part of our fold, and they are invited to these events and encouraged to attend. And instead of having a big brother or big sister at that time, which we're in process of doing, of course, they come with a guardian and they get to know the organization. And so all of those littles in waiting, and also the littles that are currently with a big brother and sister and usually in attendance, come to our event. So that's a big one. And we, you know, through Danny's support and, of course, through events like the one on Friday with golf, you know, we supply and amp our kids up pretty well for the upcoming school year. And with, you know, everybody hopefully going back to school face-to-face, we feel there'll be some need out there for sure for everything from backpacks to, you know, school supplies, and we get them ready for school up that day. And we received a really nice, some really nice gift certificates amounting to a couple of $1,000 from Meyer to help us do that. So we're excited to get our kids ready for the next school year in August. So that's our next big event with our our littles and bigs and parents and guardians.
Of course, always looking for mentors.
We are looking for mentors. We have had, we've had a post-COVID, at least, you know, we won't go there. I mean, as far as, like, we're out of COVID, but, I mean, the, let's say the getting back to a more normal aftermath, surge of bigs, it's been awesome. We've been able to, and are currently closing a number of matches this past, I would say, I'm going to say 3 weeks, and it's been awesome. So we've closed the gap a little bit. We anticipate at the other end to have more applicants of littles, because that's usually the trend. But at this point, we're real excited in the office. My team, our team has just been pretty cranked up because of the number of bigs that we have had, or big applicants that we've had over the last couple of weeks.
Good deal.
They tend to be more female, though, Greg. The male application pool is still where we're lacking, and I think we're in the 40s, and out of the 40s, I'm close to 85% of them are little guys that are waiting. So if anybody is out there, that's the most important part of our conversation this morning. Hashtag be a big, give us a call, think about it, find more information about it, and give it some consideration. That would be awesome.
Yeah, fantastic program.
Thank you.
You're on the board of the museum, Tony?
I'm on the search team. Greg, Linda, Brian, and I are on the search team as we transition into the Ellis Sharp Museum now. Linda, Brian, and I, you know Linda, don't you?
From, yeah, sure.
Previous soup, yep.
Yep.
We started a search team as a side hobby. You know, we never did anything else when we were superintendents. We don't know how to hunt fish or do anything else, because there wasn't any time for that. So we had to do something. And, you know, for us, weirdos, this is exciting, you know, something like a search. So we got into a search team. We've done a number of districts and nonprofits, and we are very excitingly doing the Ellis Sharp search for their next executive director. And it starts, and we're probably, you know, this is the first place to announce it, because the official posting goes out this week. So our timing, your and my timing, is great, because I'm thinking the posting on their website officially goes into effect. I believe it's going to be up on Wednesday for sure.
So what are you looking for, Tony?
We're looking for an executive director, a position, and to work with their board and our community. And we all know about the significance and the importance and the value that Ellis Sharp, the Ellis Sharp Museum, brings to the Jackson community. It's touched us all in one way or another, right? We want to continue that excellence. We want to continue that significance and importance by bringing a great leader to that organization. And that's you know, that's what we're valuing and searching for. And, you know, we're looking for some experience, obviously, in a nonprofit, if possible. But if they don't have that 4 or 5 year experience in the nonprofit, then we would definitely consider the leadership experience in a nonprofit situation, a leadership experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not wrapped up or tied into saying, well, I've never done a nonprofit. You know, I can tell you firsthand from being a superintendent and then moving into Big Brothers and Big Sisters, the characteristics of what you need and the types of experiences that are important are closely defined in both areas. So
challenging, isn't it?
It's challenging, but so rewarding. And I, you know, at Big Brothers and Big Sisters, a wonderful board to work with, you know, has made it so tremendous, such a tremendous experience the last 5 years. And I believe that LSR provides that same. We've had great cooperation and enjoyed working with the LSR board thus far. Those same kind of things await this new executive director for them to walk in and establish a great relationship with the board, their team, the LSR team, staff that they have lined up there. What great people. I mean, so cooperative with us as we're beginning the search, and the community can rest assured that they have a tremendous staff, and they have an excited and a board that wants to fill this position, mm-hmm. you know, with the best person possible. So,
does it help if you're local?
I think it does help, Greg. I feel like, you know, practically speaking, I think something like this is definitely helpful, what we're doing today, because, you know, some of the out of while we are going to be looking outside in some ages, at least from a regional standpoint.
Sure.
You know, our local people are hearing this right now, and they're going to be able to, you know, get their stuff together and call me or call Linda or email us. And so there's obviously that jump and that information available to local people. And there's local people we're going to contact, you know, because we know that they are available or they could be available. So I think the networking part of it is definitely helpful for a local candidate. But once they get into the mix, the process and procedure will be pretty standard for all applicants.
Is there a timeline, Tony, to fill the position?
Yep.
Or not?
We do. We've established a timeline for sure. And as I mentioned, the most important one is the fact that it's out and posted this week. And then we're going to take applications up through August 9th, Greg,
mm-hmm.
With review from the board the week of August 12th of all the candidates that have expressed interest. And then the week of August 23rd, the first round interviews will take place, and the second round interviews will take place right after Labor Day, second round, and then the week of the 13th, we would hope at a board meeting to announce the new executive director. So, you know, we've worked with the board. They want to work around the beer and wine festival. You know, that's important to them, and as it should be, they're ready to get back on the map like everybody else. They've missed folks,
sure.
Missed the face-to-face stuff, and they can't wait to let everybody know they're a growing, healthy organization. And so we tried to time this around that a little bit, and we were successfully able to do that. So, yeah, we're going to announce it around the 13th with, once again, a beginning this week. Where you will see the job posted on the website and the information needed to apply, and it'll go. Those applications will be accepted through August 9th, Greg.
Tony, I'm out of time. Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Always good to catch up, and thanks for sharing all the great things going on in our community.
Good golfing on Friday.